Woo!
Yeah.
See you next week.
Out this transition. It's almost been a whole year.
I mean, we were ready to hop into the Enigma Variations theme and let you switch.
All right.
Next time.
Luckily, Harry Meyerson, my co-host, saved the listeners from Enigma Variations theme.
And
instead loaded up some Monty Alexander, Grady Tate, and NHO Stared Peterson. This is what? Renewal? Called it. It's like we've done this before. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you.
Bobby had already said that we should pick up the tempo a little bit. But until I can get my throat together here, I think I'd try it. Thank you. Some people say that the kind of blues when you're playing the kind that we're getting into now are slick blues. And I don't think so. I just think they're telling it like it is. So I want to talk to you for just a minute as well as play a little bit. My boss, Marv, told me a while ago that if I wanted to talk a little, it was all right. So.
Say anything you want to say, son.
Oh, thank you. And my other boss, Bobby Bland, said it's okay.
I'm behind you. I told you,
so what I want to talk about...
What?
Is people. Like Bobby Bland, for instance. You see, some people have a person that they've been with for a long time and they really don't want to get rid of them. They just want to jack them up a little bit, you know, make them do a little better.
You're talking good, son. Top up.
Can I tell them some more?
Yeah, top good.
So for some reason or another, they're afraid to tell them bye. Because they really don't want to get rid of them. But then there are, I figured there might be somebody in the audience that is trying to get rid of somebody. So I'm going to say a few words that you might would want to say to yours. So if you're sitting close to yours, slide up a little closer. You might even give them a little drink of whatever you're drinking. And if I say the right words, just look them straight in the eyes, but don't stare at them. Or if you're holding the hands, squeeze the hand a little bit, you know, like that.
Yeah.
Now, if you didn't bring yours with you, shame on you.
Don't grab nobody else.
If you couldn't borrow nobody else, then you're in bad shape. Just watch the nearest couple next to you. And here's what you say to them. I think we're about ready now, sonny.
Yeah.
If you can't do no better, baby. Babe, I think I'd better try to find me somebody else that can. Hey, if you can't do no better, baby. Babe, I think I'd better try to find me somebody else that can. Oh, because the way you treat me now, baby. Losing a good man. You see, life is too short to be worried, baby.
Say it again.
And I think you old enough to understand. Hey, life is too short to be worried, baby. And I think you old enough to understand. Almost through with it now, so I just want to give a little bit of warning to the fellas. If you're a fella and that happened to you, it ain't but one thing to do then. Go on over to mother's.
Yeah.
Because that's where she's at.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's where she's going. Ain't nobody else got her. Because I wouldn't trust you, though, Bob, you know. You and I like the same type of ladies.
Yeah, no, yeah, no, yeah.
But when you get over to Mother's, kick the door down. And soon as you kick the door down, fall down on your knees.
What?
Fall on your knees. And when you look up in a praying position. And you look straight out and you say, baby, I'm sorry. While they're trying to figure out what just happened, say it again and you say it softly. Just go ahead and you tell them, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And you get real sexy like Bobby Bland, you said.
Sorry.
Yeah. How you say it then?
Like this.
I'm sorry.
I didn't hear you good. Say it again.
I'm sorry.
And then when you hear this noise behind you, you know that's Dad. And where there's dads, usually there are sons. You know they're already mad at you anyway. But you know what they say? That ladies are tender-hearted, you know. So you say it again. Baby, I'm sorry. And then you let the tears start to fall. And as that noise gets a little closer to you, fall all out in the floor and start kicking them. Baby, can't you see I'm sorry? I can't hear you, Bob.
I'm sorry, baby.
Just go ahead and do your act, you know.
I'm sorry. And then you say,
I'm sorry.
A little louder, be
sorry.
That's the way you call her.
Sorry.
You know how when you get in there.
Sorry.
Say it again.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
Baby, you know I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Everybody, come on.
I believe everybody is sorry. For whatever you did, you sorry about it. So anyway, you see what I was starting to say? If it's a lady, when she cried, somebody will usually say, call the doctor, call somebody, please to come help this child.
Sorry.
But you see, if a dude started to cry,
sorry.
Anytime a dude cries, you know what they say? Call the police! Call somebody to come get this food! But you just keep on doing your act. So just before I leave, Bobby,
yeah.
If you messed up this weekend, if any of you people in the audience messed up this weekend and didn't do what you were supposed to do, now is your time to say,
sorry!
Good morning, everybody.
Welcome to the Swing Shift.
The newly syndicated seventh season of the Swing Shift. doing our small part to make America great again, playing jazz, blues, and everything else we like.
You know, I can turn off your microphone at any time, right?
I know. I'm just, you know, we're just kind of, there's a little brinkmanship going on. It's always good. Friday morning, didn't get a lot of sleep. Go Warriors.
Go Warriors. They did win, right?
Oh, yeah. Big win over OKC last night. Yeah.
And that's it.
More exciting news. We have two trainees here in the studio.
Your microphones are on if you'd like to introduce yourselves.
We're going to put them on the spot.
Hey, I'm Gracie.
Hey, I'm Mimi.
Why don't you, our listeners are a big fan of the trainees. They love always listening to new shows. And I like to ask the trainees some questions. So I'm going to ask you.
We call this Hot Seat.
Yes, it's a game show we like to play.
Scary.
Yeah, exactly. That's what radio should be. Terrifying. So if you'd like to tell our listeners, all of them.
2.5.
Shh. Hi, Mom.
Do house pets count?
Kinda.
That's
they
half.
Have ears. At least most of them. Mine don't. But
Ben had a rough childhood.
No, I just was never allowed to have real pets.
Shia pets?
No. I don't think fish count. So, if you would like to tell all the listeners I was going to say grade. That's kind of boring, right? Why don't you tell everybody your year, your major, or what you think you might be studying, and what kind of music you listen to, and what they might expect from you on a freeform radio show. So in general, in a couple words, what does freeform mean to you? Been asking this question for 4 years, yeah. And I get the same look every single time, and it's pretty funny.
Yeah, you really put us on the spot there.
That's kind of the point.
Do you want to go first?
Sure, I'll go.
Ooh, nice.
Teamwork.
Nicely done.
Okay.
Thrown under the bus.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine. I'm a freshman, and I think I'm going to be a political science major.
Woo!
Yeah, go. and I... My favorite kind of music is alternative, but I really like anything. So we're going to do a show together.
Good idea.
We were thinking we will just play anything that pops into our mind. So to me, that's what freeform is, like having no genre.
Yeah.
Good answer.
I mean, okay, I'm Mimi. I already said that. I'm a freshman. I am pre-med, but I'm just so undecided. I've gone through like 8 different majors that I wanted to go through, and I just still haven't decided. But
What were the 8 majors?
I mean, okay, there was like... At one point, I was like, peace and justice, community health, biopsych, bio, chem, biochem, Japanese.
Okay.
So you progressively got slightly more hireable.
And then I got unhireable.
And then unhireable.
Yeah. All over again.
And then you decided pre-med.
Yeah. Well, cool. I've been pre-med the whole time.
So this is the second major we're picking up.
So you thought you were going to be like concentrating in biochemistry.
Yeah, like you can be pre-med, but you don't have to be like a pre-med major.
Okay.
It's just like deciding what I wanted to do. I guess I like alternative also, but I kind of like everything, to be honest. It's kind of a problem because I never know what to listen to. But
it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, yeah. I guess so. Yeah, I think freeform means just like not having to, I guess, choose like a certain thing that you want to like specifically listen to. Like you can be free to do whatever you want, I guess. That's a very vague answer. I'm sorry.
It was a vague question.
Yeah. They,
No, you guys nailed it. Great job. So these are our trainees. They're awesome. If you come back and listen to our show right here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tough Freeform Radio. At the same time, same place, next Friday at 10 a.m., you'll be able to hear them, our awesome trainees, Mimi and Gracie, play some of their own music, and not music they've recorded, but that's going to be your job.
That'd be
we need
okay
you guys
too.
To write and record an EP and play it live on the air. Okay. In a week.
Yeah, you've got a week.
So get started now. So that's one song down. Like 5 or 7 more to go. So they're gonna have a set of awesome music for you guys. So if you're interested to hear what their show might sound like and get a preview next week, exclusively here on your newly syndicated 7th season of
Ooh-rah.
The Swing Shift. To give you guys my take on the matter. Freeform to me is exemplified by the way that my co-host wears his headphones. It's all about listening
however
to music.
However I please.
It's all about listening to music, having a good time, but not messing up your hair. That's what Freeform is about.
Finally, after 7 seasons and a recent syndication, Ben understands me.
All right. So we'll be playing some more music and talking a little bit less. And later on, we're going to have a public service announcement brought to you by our trainees. You didn't know that was happening. Surprise.
Episode 2 of the Hot Seat.
So while they prepare themselves emotionally and psychologically for their next hour of torment, why don't you guys enjoy whatever Harry has loaded up for you?
Yes, and Harry has forgotten what Harry has loaded up. So
perfect. It'll be a surprise for all of us.
For everybody. But also, side note, the backing music that we've been listening to has been from an excellent band called Lettuce, as in the salad component. And they dropped a new album. Was it last fall?
Yeah. We had this last semester.
And we quite like it, so recommended. It also has an awesome cover that has brass instruments on the heads of elephants. Of course, go Jumbos and all that.
Go Bows!
So, recommended. Swing Shift recommendation. Go listen to Lettuce, the salad component.
That's not the name of their album.
Bye. 1949. I'm sitting here thinking, looking back over my deed. I'm looking back over my deeds I have done. I'm sitting down here thinking. Looking back over my deed. If I done somebody wrong, forgive me for my sin. It's been a long time since I seen my baby's face. It's been a long time, Lord Fulton, since I seen my baby's face. I'm sitting here thinking, wonder where could she be? I hear you. I hear you, Lowell. You know, this is 1949. That's when I met this cat, Lowell. We just sitting here jamming. I wonder, will I ever see her face again? I wonder, will I ever see her face again? Been a long time. Since I seen my baby's face. My baby's face.
All right, welcome back to the Swing Shift.
Is microphone 2 on? I don't think microphone's 2. Microphone 2 is on. Double check the...
Yeah, it is.
I don't think so.
Oh, here.
Could you put
yay.
Oh, now
it can be heard.
Oh, I liked it better the other way. Could you put it back?
Nah, this sounds much better to me. I like this mix.
I don't know.
So welcome back to the Swing Shift. We have our trainees running the show right now. They're doing a fantastic job. So
we now present a PSA done as a group.
Ooh.
This is called, this piece is titled A Public Service Announcement from the Museum of Science called Wild Africa.
Wow.
All right.
Prepare your hair, Harry. Alright, I'm gonna read the first bit.
I think I'm ready.
The Museum of Science presents the IMAX film Wild Africa.
Ooh.
Go on a spectacular ride across, over, and through, all mean the same thing, the most dramatic continent on Earth, which is, of course, Africa.
Discover the fascinating secrets of this enchanted continent. Hang out with a family of mountain gorillas. Learn how spectacular thermal geysers help turn thousands of flamingos pink. Why the heat beating down on waterless dunes in the Namib. I'm really bad at geography.
I think you mispronounced that.
Namib. No.
One more time for luck.
It's like a... Yeah, there's an N-A-M-I-B in there. Desert forces a lizard to dance. And why it snows on the equator.
All right, you got the long paragraph. That's good. It's a journey where you'll truly believe the real world is more extraordinary and awe-inspiring than any fiction.
Except, of course, Star Wars.
For tickets and more information about the Wild Africa IMAX film and other programs and exhibits, visit the Museum of Science website at mos.org. That's mos.org. Or call 617-723-2500. This has been a public service message from the Museum of Science and all the wild things here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wild things. Yeah.
And I mean, just to say it, listeners, we didn't even practice. We didn't rehearse reading
that
through that as a group.
Cuff.
That was completely improvised. So you can look forward to more of that next week.
Absolutely.
There's chemistry in this group, listeners. There really is.
She's biochem, not chemistry.
Well, she hasn't decided yet.
Oh, sorry.
Or is Kem out?
Kem might be out.
All right, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
I'm not into titration either.
Maybe you should. It's
like the only Kem term that I know.
You just had to break that out.
It's been a long time since sophomore year.
You're mixing your own, high tensile strength pomade.
Not a bad idea.
Suavecito.
Not a bad idea. I could sell it in Brooklyn. It could
there
be like
you
craft,
there
you know,
you
small batch.
Small batch pomade. Single barrel pomade.
Single barrel, yeah. Single origin, single barrel.
There you go.
Now we're talking.
Horrible jokes aside.
It's not a joke. That's a weeper.
This is real life.
Ben, are you going to invest in my business?
I'm the Adisman, all right? I might produce something, okay? This might strictly be a Harry Meyerson endeavor over here, all right?
All right.
I'm not going to help you out with the chemistry.
I'll kick up the funding myself.
There you go. Kickstart that.
Not music, a bad idea.
Yeah, Indiegogo. They love that. They
isn't
love
that for
it
bands?
Over Brooklyn. I don't know. Make it a band.
Make it a band.
You could release a single. Release your EP, Harry Meyerson.
Brilliant.
Harry Meyerson and the Suavecitos.
Suavecitos.
Sextet.
Oh yeah. Oh, I like that.
You like
that's
that?
Good.
That's
yeah.
got a good ring to it, right?
It does. Yeah.
What do you guys think? Should he do it?
Yeah.
Go for
they
it.
They just want to go home.
I know they do. They really want to be out of here.
They're so done. They're just like, all right, are we done now?
Are we done yet?
Learned? Can we do our own show without you fools? Like,
no, you can't. You have to come back here next week.
It's true, though.
Speaking of, we have one more tune lined up. This brings us just about to the end of our show, so we're going to sign off now. We have an awesome show coming up at 11 o'clock, so please stay tuned. And then next week, we're going to be back here with
same
the trainees.
Same time, same place.
Mimi and Gracie bring you awesome music that they have picked.
And made.
And
they've
made
it all themselves.
Uh-huh. We will have a tiny desk concert in here consisting mostly...
A small batch, single origin, tiny desk concert.
And...
another Swing Shift original.
Yeah, that's what helped us get our syndication. With what, we'll never know. So keep it tuned right here, 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, or just keep your browser open. And we'll see you next week.
We'd, of course, like to thank you for listening to Season 7, Episode 2, Season 7
of episode two.
The newly syndicated Swing Shift. We'd like to remind you, of course, that we do love you madly, and we thank you for listening, and we hope that you'll tune in next week. So we're going to ride out on Bass Face.
Bass Face? Now'd be a good time to pull the microphones down, especially mine, because I'm going to keep talking this entire time.
You've got to turn it down.
And then you should also pull everything else.
I love you till the whole round.